What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And we may not need much of an investigation because people are coming forward. Information is coming on and out. InfoWars is now reporting or quoting Robert Perry. He's a journalist. He blew a lot of the secrets wide open in Iran-Contra. Remember, Iran-Contra grew out of that cocaine and gun-running operation run by the CIA out of Arkansas under then-Governor Bill Clinton. That Robert Perry. He is saying that he has been talking to U.S. intelligence experts who are saying that a drone was responsible for that chemical attack in Syria. It was launched from a joint Israeli-Saudi base in Jordan. And that's how it was actually carried on out. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab some phone calls. James in Tokyo. Ohayo gozaimasu. Ogenki desu ka? What's on your mind?
I'm not genki, Michael. There's so much radiation here. In another 10 minutes, I'm running away from Godzilla, for Christ's sakes. You know, Michael, what the heck are you talking about? Assad didn't gas his own people. Would you believe that his popularity ratings are so high that he had to gas his own people to get the popularity rating down a little bit to have the international community accept some kind of normal
consensus? No, I wouldn't. No, I would not believe that. I would not believe that one at all.
Would you believe that he went into that town to do an infrastructure project, and he had a bad case of indigestion from a falafel stand, and he wanted to get revenge from the falafel guy?
No, I wouldn't believe that one.
Well, me neither. Michael, I can never convince you of anything. Hey, you had a guy call you in the beginning of your show that said, picking on bullies. Bullies picking on little people. I don't think that the Korean, North Korea is a little people. If you understand the military stuff that they have, I've been to Incheon, Busan, you know, I could give you the six bases. I can't pronounce the names of, so I'm not even going to try, but, It's not even that. Like, this is not like an Iraq or a Syria. This is like a country that prepared for this for over like 50 years, and it's not going to work out well.
Well, you know, if you look at the history of the Korean War, and we did put up an article about this, the huge amount of abuse they took from the United States during the Korean War, and still, it never officially ended. They just had a ceasefire, and they never had an armistice. Nobody declared victory, and we even had a scan from a page here about, just tons, almost half a million tons of bombs and napalm were dropped all over North Korea. Those people really suffered. I mean, a significant portion of their population was destroyed, and still they wouldn't give up. And so that's something else that we need to keep in mind when we talk about war on North Korea, because these are people who have been through it before. They know what the United States is capable of doing, and they're fighting for the land they are standing on. And that's always going to give the defenders an advantage against an invader. But in the technological areas of war, especially nuclear weapons, there's no question that the U.S. would dominate North Korea, which is why North Korea is not going to launch a nuclear weapon against the United States without a really good reason to do so.
Yeah, they have to use nukes. They have to use nukes because the bunker buster bombs can only go about 30 meters down in the ground, about 100 feet, let's say. And the North Koreans have about 80 meters down, caves, over 500 kilometers of underground tunnels. They have, like, artillery, which is self-propelled. It comes in and out of mountains. And the E-bombs can't even do anything because the chain of command is just, like, it's not even, like, they don't do it, electronically. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's like a no-win-win situation. And the only thing that will happen is, North Korea will be destroyed, but they're going to destroy the six American bases, the destroy Seoul, and they can get like maybe 50 kilometers, like even past Seoul and destroy whatever, and then that's it. So it's like smoke coming up in the air, and like who won it? Like nobody won.
Well, the U.S. government is talking about a decapitation strike against Kim Jong-un and his leadership in order to simply take over North Korea and impose another ruling junta. But again, North Korea's retaliatory reach may be a little bit larger than you're thinking. As we were talking about yesterday, North Korea has launched at least one, if not two, of these new Sinpo-class ballistic missile submarines. And they're nowhere near as effective, obviously, as the Ohio class. But they carry two ballistic missiles in vertical launch tubes in the sail. And they can carry nuclear weapons on those missiles. And the missiles supposedly have a 500-mile range. Those submarines can be pretty much anywhere as long as there's a tending ship in attendance to them. And that allows them to maybe get a lot closer to Japan, maybe down to Guam, maybe, heaven forbid, to right here in Hawaii. But again, North Korea will not launch first because they understand that the U.S. retaliation will turn North Korea into a giant slab of molten glass. All these other nations know that. And that is why the United States has been the only nation to actually use nuclear weapons against another country, because nobody else had them when the U.S. committed that crime.
Yeah, I agree. They won't launch first. But, you know, North Korea has the highest caliber and successful artillery weapon. It's like a 240-millimeter multi-rocket cannon that can do 500,000 rounds in, an hour.
Okay. James, I'm going to have to let you go. We're having some problems with the phone line here. But before you go, I just want to make one more comment. We now understand that the reason for the high failure rate in North Korea's missiles is that the CIA or the NSA hacked into North Korea's military computers, of which they don't have very many. It's a very small internet presence, and basically introduced bugs into the software for those missiles. If North Korea has found and removed that, those missiles might prove to be a lot more effective than we have been led to believe. Anyway, James, we're going to let you go. We've got a bunch of callers waiting on the line. Then we need to get back to news. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And then we are going to go to Kathleen in Paris. Bonjour, mon ami. Comment vas-tu?
Oh, we turned on the speaker.
Is my accent that funny? Okay, aloha, new and new yourself.
No, I was...
Claire's laughing in the other room. Claire's laughing at my French accent in the other room, so...
Oh, your French accent's not nearly as bad as a lot of people. So, the reason I'm calling is about, you know, how they don't change things up. You know, it's always anti-Semite and that. Mm-hmm. Well, aren't we all shaking our heads about what? Another chemical attack, 2013, 2014. Couldn't they at least change it up a little, you know? Just for our amusement? Why would they just give us the same? Well, I have a theory. And it comes from listening to this guy, Ole Damengard, from Germany. He's an activist who's a bit of an expert on staged hoaxes.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks that the perpetrators of these hoaxes, I don't know, the deep state or whoever they are, that they've got something akin to a rock band, traveling rock band, where they just go and set up and do the hoax, set the staged victims with the actors and filming crew and all like that. So maybe they just don't have that much ability to change it up, you know.
Well, let's clarify here. Certainly with regard to all those ridiculous videos that they were showing us, to prove that ISIS was this really horrible, evil people, even though our tax money was being spent to give them weapons to use against Assad. But in the case of this last gas attack, And in 2013 and 2014, there really was an actual chemical weapon attack. But as it turned out, it was not Assad. It was done to basically create this horrific scene and frame Assad. And again, we just quoted this story from InfoWars, where this well-known, well-respected reporter from Iran-Contra is saying that he is hearing from intelligence sources that the chemical weapon was actually delivered by a drone that was launched from a joint Israeli-Saudi base in Jordan. So they actually went out and killed a bunch of people and then went and said, oh, look what Assad did. Look what Assad absolutely did it. And then they launched the cruise missile attack before everybody could stand up and say, wait a minute, we got lied to about this a couple of times before. Can we be a little more cautious this time? And the fact that Trump was not cautious, especially given his recognition and acknowledgement that Bush lied to get us into Iraq, I think it sent the wrong message to the rest of the world.
Yes, okay. So, yes, we do have to look at the differences between a real attack where people are hurt and but it was, you know, planned, you know, it was a false flag, and a staged hoax. Yeah, there's differences.
Well, they're both being used here. I remember there used to be a TV show that I really loved. It was called Max Headroom. And one of the episodes was about this horrible terrorist group that was going around causing all this damage. And when they finally tracked them down, it was just a bunch of people on a soundstage, you know, making special effects films. And they said, why were you doing this? And they said, well, it's cheaper and easier than actually going out and blowing up a real building. You know, and as long as the media is carrying it, you know.
Yeah, it's just that, I'm waking up to how easy it is for them to pull a hoax or a staged thing, you know.
Actually, it's not that easy. It's not that easy because people who are knowledgeable about how such things get done are spotting the obvious errors and problems. I mean, that's what got me kicked out of Hollywood all the way back in 1994, was looking at that photo of Vince Foster. And just saying.
Yeah, but look, it took them 20 years to figure it out. I mean, in the meantime, people are buying it. I mean, yeah, you're right. A lot of people are waking up. There's you and me and all your.
Oh, the trend in trust is definitely away from the corporate media and the government. And this is a classic case of the trend is my friend. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mike.
All right.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you. We're going to go to Mark in Philadelphia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mark, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Just to juxtapose back over to the other side of the world, if people are wondering about, are we ever going to go to war with China? I don't know. It doesn't seem like we're going to go there anytime soon, and here's why. There's a guy named Steven Schwarzman. Steven Schwarzman is the CEO of a group called the Blackstone Group. It's an American multinational private equity alternative asset management and financial services firm based in New York City. As the largest alternative investment firm in the world, Blackstone specializes in private equity, credit, and hedge fund investment strategies. You go deeper into this, and just in 2013, April 21st, 2013, Schwarzman announced a $100 million personal gift to establish and endow a scholarship program in China. Mm-hmm. Schwarzman Scholars, it's called, modeled after the Rhodes Scholarship Program. Schwarzman simultaneously announced a fundraising campaign with a goal of $200 million. The Schwarzman Scholars Program.
Hang on. Okay, here's something that you need to keep in mind. The people who are considering a war in China are not going to call up everybody in the country and say, stop doing business with China. We're about to go to war against them, because that would tip their hand. And the fact is, when these wars happen, like the false flags or hoaxes to start them, a lot of people on both sides get hurt. A good example would be that when they loaded up the Lusitania with those weapons for Britain and sent it into those waters off the coast of Ireland, where they knew the U-boats were, to get their war going, obviously the passengers on board the Lusitania suffered for it. They weren't told ahead of time you're part of a false flag. All of the businesses that were shipping non-military cargo on that ship, they lost, or their insurance carriers did. The people who were operate on the scale of starting wars between nations really don't care about scholarships or anything else going on. They want everything to look like it's going normal until they pull the trigger on starting the war. So, Mark,
okay, well, here's the point. Schwartzman is a Republican. He's a long-term time friend of President Donald Trump and provides outside counsel and is currently chairs President Donald Trump's Strategic and Policy Forum. So I don't know. Maybe there's something there. So why would he, you see, he's informed, you know, he's not going to make an investment in China and just turn around and go against it, I don't think.
Well,
so he's long-term. So there you go.
Well, Donald Trump probably isn't the one who's saying, let's go to war with China. It's going to be manufactured for him. Again, we have that earlier story that this latest organized false flag in Syria didn't come out of the White House. It came out of Brennan, McMaster's, and McCain, and now we're finding out that the false flag was launched from in Jordan. And they snookered Donald Trump along with the rest of us. And everybody who's caught in the middle, nobody got the advance word, hey, you know, don't show up, there's a false flag. The only people who did were all those Israelis who were called the day before 9/11 and told to stay home from work. Anyway, Mark, we're going to let you go, and we're going to take one more phone call from Vincent right here in Hawaii. Then we're going to close the phone lines again because I got a lot of news to get through. Vincent, aloha, brah. What's up?
Hey, how's it? So one of the things that I'm really kind of irritated about that people are coming out and saying that nobody died in the missile attack. People in the alternative media. And then the other thing was, there was another thing I know that they're saying. And then also saying about every missile hit, we have such good technology. So I'm irritated about both of those because I'm hearing from both sides. Some are saying, how do we know for sure if someone died or not?
Well, given that it's the Syrians' airbase, they're in a position to know. The United States does not have anybody at the airbase, so it's impossible for them to say nobody got killed. And we're hearing that civilians got killed and a couple of Russian personnel got killed. Just looking at the after-action drone footage shot by a Russian drone, it's obvious the base did not suffer that much damage. If all 59 of those cruise missiles had hit their intended targets, the place would have been a shambles, and the runway would have been cratered because the Tomahawk TLAM, the Tomahawk land attack missile, does have a warhead specifically designed to burrow down underneath the runway and explode, creating a void, which is much more difficult to repair than a simple crater. And again, we have reports from three other villages nearby that some of those cruise missiles hit there and killed more civilians, including children. At this point, I don't believe anything the U.S. At this point, I don't believe anything the U.S. government and the corporate media is saying, and neither should you. After being lied to as much as we've been lied to, the prudent thing to do is say they're probably lying until they can prove to my satisfaction they are telling the truth. And that is really the safest way to go.
Two other quick things. Then you got some of the alternative media believing that the missiles were spot on and that there nobody died. And that's really irritating because that's a deal breaker for me, totally. I mean, I don't like war at all in any excuse, but as far as that goes, you don't do your agenda just to either look strong or to whatever you want to do it for. One life is not an excuse.
No, it isn't.
One life.
Vincent, there's something that everybody needs to realize. Some of the so-called independent media is not really independent, especially the more well-funded independent media. That money came in with strings attached. And they're trying to co-opt the independent media the way they co-opted the corporate media, and they have unfortunately gotten some people to agree to lie to them for free. Look at that story we just did about Breitbart telling their own reporters nothing critical about Kushner. So there's the rot. Anyway, Vincent, going to let you go, going to close the phone lines, take a commercial break, back with more news.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, things are heating up in the Western Pacific, my neighborhood. And apparently Japan has sailed much of their fleet, some of it supposedly to join Donald Trump's armada for exercises. But apparently Japan is now starting to grab hundreds of disputed islets. And this is pure politics. We're talking about little lumps of rock that really aren't useful for anything, but they're part of that disputed territories. And that's going to ratchet up tensions with China. And contrary to that caller who called on in, ultimately, the United States wants war with Russia and China, more specifically to destroy the ruble and the yuan as threats to the Federal Reserve note. Now, Matisse is out there saying that the Navy strike group is not headed to North Korea for any reason. Shouldn't worry about that. Of course, they didn't really have a reason to attack Syria, but they did anyway. And North Korea knows it. That is the message that has gone out from this harebrained cruise missile attack on Syria. that the U.S. administration, the guy who's got the nuclear button, acts on impulse, is reckless. And that's going to make everybody else who's got a nuclear bomb much more ready to hit the button themselves, if they even think Trump is getting ready to drop the hammer on them. Russia is worried the U.S. will attack North Korea, obviously. Putin is still trying to keep this World War III from happening. And so am I. But unfortunately, as I've said many times before, everybody must agree to have peace. It takes only one maniac to keep the war going. All it takes is a drone full of a chemical weapon shot in from a neighboring country. Oh, the war is back on. It's going to be wonderful. North Korea is still continuing to warn of a nuclear strike if it's provoked. Trump's armada, and that's what he's calling it, is steaming on. And I love this tweet from Donald Trump saying North Korea is looking for trouble and the United States will solve the problem with or without Beijing's help. North Korea looking for trouble? Excuse me, but who is steaming their armada into whose territorial water? Now, if there were North Korean warships along the coast of California, I'd say, yeah, North Korea is looking for trouble. North Korea wants to defend itself from a U.S. attack. That's the reason for having nuclear weapons as a deterrent, to make the cost of an invasion outweigh its profit. Another story coming out of Stephen Lenman's website, Trump administration preparing options to confront North Korea. And in this one, they're saying the U.S. is actually considering the use of nuclear weapons. And by the way, that's nothing new. During the Korean War, the first one, U.S. military commanders actually wanted to use nuclear weapons on North Korea. Why not? We got them. They worked really great in Japan. Fortunately, cooler heads prevailed on that one. Now, Rebel TV's Washington Bureau Chief Jack Posobiec is warning his followers on Twitter that a strike on North Korea is imminent. Foreign journalists in North Korea have been told to prepare for a big event on Thursday. No indications what it is, and North Korea has sometimes given these warnings to foreign journalists in advance of things like festivals and rock concerts. But still, we're coming up on April 15th, which is North Korea's biggest national holiday and America's real April Fool's Day. So it could all come together on the 15th, which would not be very good. That's this coming Saturday here. Now, there's a story coming out of the Political Insider. China considers bombing North Korean nuclear sites. And China is saying that they would consider bombing North Korea if it crosses their so-called bottom line. More about this when we come back from these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we get back to Korea, a story that's just now coming up. One of our members posted it at whatreallyhappened.com. Apparently, last July, during an interview, Senator Harry Reid told CNN's Manu Raju the CIA should just give Donald Trump fake intelligence briefings. He's stupid. He won't know the difference. And it's on tape, and we have that tape on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com right now. So if anybody from Donald Trump's team is, in fact, monitoring my website and this show, this should be at the very top of the précis that you write up after this all ends in an hour and a half here. All right, so we're back to this story. China has announced they would consider bombing North Korea's nuclear sites. And, of course, obviously, that would invite a retaliation across the border. But I think what's going on here is China is sending a message, we're not going to get involved. And they're talking about they will bomb North Korea if North Korea crosses their so-called bottom line, their border. Now, what's really going on here is China is afraid of mission creep in a U.S. invasion of North Korea. There are plenty of historical precedents. World War I began as a war between Austria-Hungary and Serbia and somehow mutated into going into Germany. More recently, the war in Vietnam, which had U.S. forces illegally entering into Laos and Cambodia, along with bombing missions that we didn't find out about until after it was all over. So China is fortifying their border with North Korea and is issuing this warning to make sure that what happens in North Korea stays in North Korea. That is what I think is going on here. And it doesn't necessarily mean that China is on our side, especially as the tensions over those South China Sea islands continue. Now, we're getting more indications of an impending attack on North Korea. Apparently, last February, airmen and aircraft from the New Jersey Air National Guard, the 119th Fighter Squadron, deployed to Osan Air Base in South Korea. So there are already U.S. assets on the ground ready to go. And another story, this one came out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain. The Navy SEAL team responsible for killing somebody who looks sort of kind of maybe like Osama bin Laden if you squinted is now training alongside troops in South Korea to incapacitate Kim Jong-un. Everything is ratcheting up here. Everybody knows a world war is coming. Everybody's trying to get into a good position for it. Russia is supplying 10 advanced Sukhoi 35 fighter jets to China this year. It's part of a contract for delivery of 24 of those advanced fighter jets. And frankly, they make the F-35 look like a balsa wood glider. There's been a bit of a whoopsie over at the U.S. Army's Lake City Army Ammunition Plant just east of Kansas City. They've had an explosion there, one dead, four injured. Apparently, the Pentagon is renewing their pressure on Lockheed to try and bring the price of the F-35 back down into something a little less embarrassing. Now then, let's get on back to domestic politics. Things are actually starting to happen here. It has now been confirmed that the FBI was spying on one of Trump's aides during the election campaign. They were spying and monitoring on a Carter Page surveillance, and they had gotten a FISA warrant claiming that Carter Page was part of the Russian interference in the election. And that apparently was their rubber stamp to get spying on the Trump campaign. Oh, we think there's Russian interference. We need a FISA warrant. So here's my question. After all this spying on Trump and his campaign, and much of that information was subsequently leaked to the corporate media, did they find anything? I think it's safe to assume if they'd actually found hard evidence of Russian interference in the election, it would have been front page news and all the corporate media. Nothing. There is no more proof that Russia interfered with our election than the claim that Assad gassed his own people. All of the election fraud that was uncovered benefited Hillary Clinton. Now, speaking of Hillary Clinton, back in 2006, in one of her meetings, she was talking about rigging the Palestinian elections. They wanted to make sure who was going to win, and it was on audio. The audio tape has surfaced again. So we have back in 2006, Hillary Clinton just casually talking about rigging national elections, because that's how these things are done. As long as the voters believe there's been an honest election, that's all that really matters. It's all they need. Now, a little bit of good news. Former Hillary Clinton employee Candace Marie Claiborne has been indicted on treason charges. This, according to an article out of Investment Watch blog. And she was indicted when a federal grand jury indicted her, charged her for conspiring to defraud the U.S. government, concealing contact with foreign spies, obstructing an official proceeding, and making false statements to the FBI. Candace, now's the time to make a deal. And if you do, please stay out of suburban Washington, D.C. parks and out of small aircraft. And don't drop another barbell on your neck. Don't be walking home near your house at 2 in the morning. Now, here's a very alarming story. This is out of Brass Check TV. It's actually been in a lot of different places. As you know, the FBI has had a major problem running back several years where the quality of work by the FBI's crime lab has come into question. Frederick Whiters, who at the time was the head of the FBI lab, blew the whistle, saying that the FBI lab routinely rigged their tests to favor the prosecution. And that caused a big stir, and Whiters was demoted to the head of the paint chip division. And during the whistleblow, he basically indicated there were still components from TWA 800 at the FBI lab, even though the case was supposedly closed and all the evidence was supposed to have been put into storage. And then there was another case that came out more recently that literally brought hundreds of prosecutions into question. And so basically, the FBI crime lab was defrauding lab results and jailing innocent people. And so we've got to have oversight. We need standards, scientific standards for forensics. It's got to be made much more accurate and less rig-proof, and Trump and Sessions just shut it all down. The FBI crime lab is going to be allowed to continue doing what they've been doing, jailing innocent people. And if that does not sound like the behavior of a dictatorship, I don't know what does. All right, let's talk about the media here. Old media is making their move. They're trying to kill independent media, YouTube. They're pulling ad revenues from independent journalists. And, of course, nobody in the corporate media is talking about it. The only one who's talking about it are those who are being hit with it. Apparently, Facebook has their new false news spotter at work on their page, which is why I think everybody should go to DuckDuckGo or Yandex or some other Scene Life or VK or any of these other social media that are not going to presume to decide for you what is real and what is not. Now, speaking of what is real and what is not, the Daily Mail has basically lost their case with First Lady Melania Trump. They've been forced to print an apology, and they will be paying her a settlement of $2.9 million in damages, according to the Wall Street Journal, over the stories that they published saying that Melania Trump had offered services beyond simply modeling when working as a model in the 1990s. In other words, they basically came out and implied she was a call girl. And again, just as is the case with Assad's gas and Russian interference, they had no proof. And Melania sued, and she won. And the corporate media has been forced to back down and say, yeah, you're right, we made that one up. Well, that's not what they're saying. They're just saying, we were misinformed. You know, it was an honest mistake, really. There was no malice intended. Yeah, there was. If you think how the corporate media was treating Donald Trump back then, man, they were digging up stories about his father, things that happened to his father before Donald was even born. And they couldn't even make that stick. All right, turning to the economic news, Donald Trump is sending a message to Wall Street that much of the Dodd-Frank legislation is going to be repealed and restructured. They're talking about bringing back Glass-Steagall. Of course, the damage has already been done. And, of course, the Wall Street deregulators are out there saying, well, just repeal all regulation. We'll make it work. You can trust us. Look how wonderfully deregulation has worked every time in the past. And it always has for the Wall Street bankers, not for their customers, not for their investors. But repealing Glass-Steagall, I mean, Glass-Steagall was enacted originally to separate commercial depositor banks, the kind of bank that you do business with, savings accounts, checking accounts, to separate them from the more speculative investment firms, to protect the customer's deposits. Then when Citibank merged with the Travelers Group to create Citicorp, it was a clear violation of Glass-Steagall. But rather than enforce the law, they passed Dodd-Frank, which is jokingly referred to as the Citicorp Relief Act, to make it legal for them to do what they were doing. And they went right back to doing the same behavior that had contributed to the crash of 29. They were using their depositor funds in highly risky investments. And when it worked on out, they put the profits in their pockets. When it didn't work out, the customers lost. And the FDIC ran out of money. Down in Texas, they're still moving forward on their bill to establish gold and silver as legal tender. What they're doing is they're ending the capital gains tax on the buying and selling of precious metals, which means now they can be traded at value. Before, if you traded gold or silver, there was a tax imposed on it to limit its changing hands. Well, that's gone. And Texas is now declaring war on the Federal Reserve's monopoly on currency. Gold and silver will be legal tender. And by the way, there is no law that says you're only allowed to use the Federal Reserve note, loaned at interest by the private central bank, as a medium of exchange. Currency can be whatever people decide they want to use. They just want you to believe that only the Federal Reserve note can be used. Need to go back to barter here. Good news if you've already invested in gold. All of the turmoil, talk about World War III, investors are getting spooked, and they are starting to flock to precious metals. They're starting to pull out of their savings accounts, especially the negative interest savings accounts. They're starting to pull out of the stock market, which even though the numbers are up, everybody understands it's overvalued. It can't stay up forever. And they're getting into metals, and finally the price of gold is starting to rise. And, of course, the gold riggers are trying to find a way to drive the price back down. But sooner or later, the mechanism is going to work. All it's going to take is enough of the holders of those paper contracts to demand the contracts be settled in the agreed upon contracted for physical metal, and the run will be on and gold will go right through the roof. Over at Target, their first quarter earnings numbers have come on in. It is an absolute disaster. The CEO of Target has just been blindsided. Literally millions of conservatives stopped giving their business to Target based on the company's policy on transgender bathrooms, and it has really, really cost them big time. Now, the Trump administration has just informed the sanctuary city of Cudahy they are going to lose all their federal funding. And that is really a good thing. This idea that our borders should be completely open. Look what a mess it has created all over Europe. And it's this push by the globalists to have a one world government. And folks, thought experiment. Look at our current government and imagine it enlarged to global scale with all of its corruption, the lying, the torture, the wars, the mandated vaccines, the protection of GMO. Take that same exact government, apply it to a planetary scale, and then decide if that sounds like a really good idea for you and, more importantly, for your children. And I think you'll agree with me, no. The bigger governments get, the more corrupt they get, the more tyrannical they get. I think human civilization is best served by a planet with 1,000 little tiny nations all about the same size taking care of themselves and their people. Yes, there'll be cross-border trade for things exotic, tourism, and there'll be peace and there'll be prosperity. The push for a global government is a push to enslave all of humankind to private central banking. Because that's what private central banking is. It's not an economic system. It is a system of enslavement. To enslave you to the belief in an obligation of indebtedness. All right. Story coming out, again, of Investment Watch blog. Apparently, a war on many fronts. The targeted operations to ensure illegal migrants can vote in 2020. And it's basically talking about how there is still an ongoing campaign to get rid of any laws requiring you to show that you are, in fact, a legal U.S. citizen to vote. Because voter ID is discriminatory. Yeah, it discriminates against those who are not legally supposed to vote. And the illegal immigrants are going to come on in and they're going to vote themselves bread and circuses. They're already doing it. In some parts of the country, the immigrants and refugees are just voting themselves more welfare benefits. And just like ancient Rome, the system is headed toward collapse. Now, Sweden wants more manpower, apparently following this refugee who committed the terror attack with the truck. They're now realizing they've lost track of 10,000 refugees who've already been rejected and are being told they're being sent home, just like the one who drove the truck. And they don't know where they are, and they're trying to find them before somebody else carries out a terror attack. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about immigration and refugees, and things are getting very ugly up there in Sweden with the world's first feminist government. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. And so they've got some 10,000 rejected refugees still inside the country. One of them committed a terror attack, to everybody's shock. They don't know where the other 10,000 are. And apparently there has been rioting in the Swedish city of Gothenburg, and the police are being attacked with Molotov cocktails. So tell us again how wonderful that open borders, New World Order, globalism thing is working out for you there. Are you feeling culturally enriched? And I mentioned this yesterday, and I actually got emails from people who thought I was pulling their leg. A major Swedish newspaper is saying that in order to solve the terror crisis, don't close the borders, don't get rid of the refugees, just ban cars. I am not kidding you. Of course, that's also part of the liberal dream, to ban cars and trucks, and everybody either walks or does bicycles or uses mass transportation if they can ever get it running. Boy, I talk about ours down here, the light rail system. They've taken to actually renting some of these empty retail spaces in the shopping malls to put up this traveling exhibit about how wonderful this is all going to be when it's done. And it is way over budget. It is way behind schedule. It has made a mess of the existing traffic. They're now realizing that the little pads that the tracks sit on the top of the columns, those are all going to have to be replaced. They're going to have to replace all of the cars in the train that they already bought because the frames are developing cracks from some bad engineering. The columns that are underneath the sections of track where the stations are going to be are all going to have to be replaced because the stations are turning out to be much heavier than expected. Those contracts for the columns went out before they should have. It's another wonderful government project here. Apparently, a politician over in Germany is demanding Great Britain have another Brexit referendum because the British people didn't understand Brexit. They don't understand what a bad thing it is. What it is they want a second chance to steal the election. Now, as you know, Hungary and a lot of other countries are starting to kick out all of these George Soros-funded non-governmental organizations as clearly working to destabilize their societies. And apparently, EU officials are demanding Hungarians stand up to Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who is demanding a clampdown on these open border George Soros projects. And so the EU is coming on and saying, no, 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 don't you go along with your prime minister. That's bad. That's bad. We love our open borders. Just ask anybody up in Sweden. So we're seeing this huge fight between people who want to have sovereign, independent nations and the globalists. And the globalists are so close to their dream, they can't stand it. We'll be back after station identification.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.